Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Who is My Brother? Who is My Sister?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus was addressing the crowds when his mother and his brothers appeared outside to speak with him. Someone said to him, Your mother and your brothers are standing out there and they wish to speak to you. He said to the one who had told him, Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Then extending his hands to his disciples, he said, There are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother to me. The Gospel of the Lord. Usually when I read this reading from Matthew, I think about Jesus' family standing outside, kind of like the friends of a rock star waiting outside the stage door. They might be thinking, well, Jesus has gotten too important to care about us anymore. Matthew does portray them as being anxious. Are they worried he won't deign to speak to them, his own mother and brothers? We know from historical references that brothers were then terms for male relatives, not necessarily siblings as we think of it today. But still, is that why they were anxious? Were they worried he wouldn't speak to them? Or maybe they've come to warn him. In the previous readings in Matthew, Jesus has been stirring things up quite a bit. He's taking the Pharisees to task on several things, butting heads with them, so to speak, about things like picking corn on the Sabbath, curing a man's withered hand on the Sabbath, refusing to give them a sign when they demanded it. The Pharisees would have beheld Jesus as a tool of Beelzebub. He casts demons through the power of Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. So his family could have been anxious about Jesus' safety, in fear for his very life, wanting to tell him to dial it back a little bit. In Jewish culture, the family is the foundation, and one of the family members is getting notorious and in danger of maybe losing his life. So it very well could be that they gathered the wagons, so to speak, and come as a family to warn him. But what does Jesus do? It's not all it seems like, but sort of like he ignores them and disrespects their presence. Who is my mother? Who are my brothers? But yet he's not. He's not disrespecting them. Instead, he is doing what he's been doing through his whole ministry, turning the Jewish law upside down, expanding it, growing it to encompass his Father's true meaning, sharing his Father's vision of all-encompassing love. His family is not just his blood relations, but all who do his Father's will. Right now, our world is divided by fear, wondering who is our brother, who is our sister, who are we responsible for? On one side are the brave doctors and nurses, responders, who care for the sick and risk getting sick themselves, selfless giving. There are grocery workers, food distributors, who keep showing up to work every day so that others can eat and have the essentials that they need. And then there are some who refuse to wear masks in public places because it infringes on their freedom. Of course, there are exceptions, people who have health problems and can't breathe well with a mask. But even my 90-year-old father, who has COPD, wears a mask. He just doesn't go out for very long periods of time. I am praying that there are more of those who feel responsible for their brothers and sisters, who see that the whole world is their family and realize they must listen to doctors and scientists and be prudent. Yes, prudent is one of the four moral virtues. It's the ability to see ahead, to govern and discipline oneself by use of reason, the act of being careful. Thomas Aquinas tells us that the gifts of the Holy Spirit given to us in confirmation serve to perfect the four cardinal and moral virtues and our theological virtues. But prudence is one of our moral virtues. It's the regulator of the other virtues. It provides a model of ethically good action. God gives us reason so that we can be prudent and make good choices, not only for ourselves, but for all our brothers and sisters. According to Jesus in his gospel today, we have many brothers and sisters. Our hearts are called to grow in charity, in love for all of them. In St. Catherine's dialogue, she gives us a beautiful image of the garden of the soul, intersection on divine providence. The keeper of that garden is free choice. It can either cultivate the garden of the soul or let in sin. God in his goodness has given us the moral virtue of prudence and the free choice to use it. Let us pray that instead of letting fear divide us, God's gifts will bring us to recognize our brothers and sisters, as Jesus acknowledged his brothers and sisters in the gospel today. Who is my brother? Who is my sister? All who do my Father's will. And if some don't seem to be doing the Father's will, perhaps our example of love will enable them to recognize it. And with his will, his love as well. For even in the midst of sorrow and despair, Christ is there, holding out his hand to us, saying, "You are my brother, you are my sister."